Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 25th of February 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whisky India and read today by Idris VK7 ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.57 MHz by Gary VK7 JGD, on 7.14 MHz by Ross VK7 ALH, on 14.13 MHz by Mike VK7FB, and on 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Meet the Voice, Ross, March the 18th, 2018. Meet the Voice is on again on March the 18th at Ross on the bank of the Macquarie River. Some will come along and either camp or stay in more comfortable lodgings for 1 or 2 days, whilst lots of others will make the trip on Sunday morning and arrive in time to set up a car boot to sell goodies, etc., and to register for a fee of $5 per licence, and of course to buy raffle tickets for a handheld, which has been donated by Ross VK7ALH. Thanks, Ross. Registration starts about 10 a.m. and official proceedings start about 11:30 a.m. Raffle tickets are one ticket with registration and after $2 each or $3 for $5. The other purpose is to award the Sewing Circle trophy to the next lucky participant. I hope to see a lot of folks turn up and have a great time. If you are going to book a campsite or a room at the Ross Motel, would you please let the office know that you are with the radio group? Anyone who needs clarification, please email me at cedricl@netspace.net.au or phone on mobile 0418 128 491. That's 73 from Cedric VK7CL. Wison. One of the justifications we use to keep our ever more valuable radio spectrum is the provision of services to the community when needed. All amateurs take advantage of this, and how many play a role in the provision of these services when an opportunity arises? In Tasmania, there are two groups who do so regularly, that is Wison South and NTARC Safety Communications Group. There are others who engage in occasional events, especially JOTA. Both Wison South and NTARC are finding it difficult to adequately staff operations, due primarily to an ageing and declining active membership. There are relatively few younger people making a contribution, and by younger I mean under 60. So, if the WIA is to continue to use community contribution as a justification for all amateurs to keep our valuable spectrum, we need more people to get involved and enjoy using their mobile and portable radios for the community good. It's usually enjoyable and has a great social component, on top of being greatly appreciated by the served organisations. It's not necessary to be mobile or portable equipped, or even be licensed. Groups with equipment to use, and you'll be paired with an experienced operator until you find your feet. If you would like to give it a try, please contact in the north Norm Thorley, VK7KTN, NTARC's Safety Communications Coordinator, and his email address is safetycoms, all one word, that's safetycoms.ntarc@gmail.com. In the northwest, Dave Cleland, VK7DC, of NWTR and TVG Group, his email address is daveland23, that's daveland23@gmail.com, who usually organises comms for motorsport and a horse event in the region. In the south, Roger Nichols, VK7ARN, Wison South's secretary, his email is vk7wcn@wia.org.au. News from the northwest. Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, the NWTR and TVG. Horse Endurance Ride, Sheffield, March the 17th, 2018. It's that time of the year again. Another opportunity for a great day out, making good use of your mobile radio and supporting a terrific sport involving young and older people. We are looking for 3 checkpoint crews, preferably of 2 people, though both don't need to be licensed operators, plus another crew for ride base. The job is to note the numbers and times of riders passing through the checkpoint and to radio these through to base. Other roles might be to call for assistance for a farrier to deal with a thrown shoe or for a float to pick up a lame horse. Some checkpoints are also water points, so topping up the troughs from containers may also provide some variety. It's an early start and finish, preferably calling into base in Sheffield at about 06:30 to collect instructions and paperwork, then being set up at a checkpoint by not long after 0700. The course runs through country either side of the Sheffield to Railton Road and towards Kimberley, about the Bridle Track Road. The day out normally brings a good donation to the club in return for our efforts. Remember, although Bob VK7MGW might not agree, some say it's better than motorsport because you can talk to the drivers as they pass. At this point in time, we nearly have enough personnel to cover all stages. However, 2 or 3 more would be handy. Please get it in your diary and let Roger VK7ARN know of your availability, and you'll be there on email vk7arn@wia.org.au. Membership subscriptions now due. Members are advised that membership subscriptions for 2018 are now due as of the 1st of January 2018. The appropriate reminder has been forwarded by email or posted to all members recently, including the renewal form for 2018. Members are asked to return the renewal form along with the appropriate payment to the club membership officer at their earliest convenience. Thank you to all those members who have now renewed their membership for 2018. 73, until next time, from Tony VK7AX, News Officer for NWTR and TVG. Northern News. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, Incorporated, NTARC, Wednesday evening technical sessions. We can now confirm that our Wednesday evening technical sessions will commence on Wednesday the 7th of March and will be held on those Wednesday evenings which do not coincide with our normal Wednesday night general meetings. The concept will be very flexible, with possible topics including regular show-and-tell sessions, fault diagnosis and repair, project design and or construction, antenna classes, practical operating tuition, especially in new or emerging transmission modes, radio setup and programming, and perhaps an occasional technical lecture or other training. In short, the evening can be just about anything attendees want it to be. So, if you have a project underway, why not bring it along and work on it in the company of other amateurs? I'm sure you will receive lots of admiration and offers of assistance and advice, the latter perhaps whether you want them or not. Endless tea and coffee facilities will be available for a gold coin donation to cover catering costs. Silent auction. What is a silent auction, did I hear somebody ask? Well, for the uninitiated, it is NTARC's newest method of disposing of estate and other donated items. It involves an interested purchaser deciding on how much to offer for any particular item listed on a bid sheet and on display in the club rooms. The bidder then enters his or her bid on the bid sheet, together with name, call sign and contact number. The bid sheet is then folded over or optionally placed in a sealed envelope, then handed over to our committee member, Roz, who will be collating the tally sheets. The highest bid wins the auction for each item. It is silent because other bidders will not know what you have bid and vice versa. Now, with that explained, NTARC is currently conducting an equipment sale of 2 lots. One is a shack clearance on behalf of VK8WT, who has been a resident of Tasmania for a number of years, but who has been inactive for many years, never applying for a VK7 call sign, and is now in care. NTARC is selling these items on a non-commissioned basis, with all proceeds being paid to his family. The second lot is a clearance sale from the estate of late member Steve, VK7BI, silent key. Both clearances will be run as a silent auction. I can assure you we do some interesting items. The NTARC club rooms will be open to members only on Saturday the 3rd of March for a viewing from 0900 to 1200 in the main hall. The printed bid sheets already described will be available for the auction for members to enter their offers. These will be collected and collated, and the successful bidders will then be notified by email or other means. Please direct any inquiries to Idris VK7ZIR on 0439 650 855. That's 0439 650 855. Equipment then not sold will later be offered to non-members in the same way. A number of members attending coffee on Friday took advantage of having a preview, and many have lodged their bidding forms. So come along after you have voted. Yes, don't forget it will be state election day, and view the items being offered. Are you on the NTARC Members Yahoo group? Yes, another reminder that the NTARC Yahoo site remains the main vehicle for advertising members of events, minutes of meetings, for sale and wanted items, etc. So, if you're not a member of this site and want to keep abreast of happenings, then I urge you to join. It will make your secretary's life much easier. If you wish to join, then please email the treasurer at ntarc.net or the secretary at ntarc.net, and we will be only too happy to send you an invitation to join. Coming events. Technical sessions, Wednesday the 7th of March from 7:30pm to 10:30pm. Club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. March general meeting. Saturday the 10th was to be a barbecue meeting. Just for a change, due to a number of key players being absent and the need to free the garage or barbecue area for the Scouts annual telephone book distribution, this will now be a BYO picnic hamper lunch commencing at noon. The meeting will follow at 2pm, and this in turn by a show and tell session. More information as we get closer. Equine event, 30th of March to the 1st of April, Easter Marathon, Santa Arena Park, Scottsdale. NTARC has been invited to provide comms at base station and checkpoints, as well as RFID tracking for this event. There will be a number of rides that require safety comms, including the 240k marathon, 120k marathon, as well as the 80k, 40k and 20k events. We shall be somewhat busy at this event, and due to a number of our key players being missing in action on the mainland, we require extra bodies to provide the quality service that has been the NTARC tradition now over a considerable number of years. So if you feel like having a break away and putting your amateur radio skills to good use, assisting a community event, then please contact Norm, VK7KTN. And his email is safetycomms@ntarc@gmail.com. That's safetycomms, all one word, .ntarc@gmail.com, as soon as you can. He will be able to provide you with further information. This invitation is extended to all amateurs in the state who may be able to assist. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Now continuing with the NTARC News. Repeater changes. We can advise that the licence for VK7RJG has now been granted. Listeners will probably recall that NTARC announced back in November that it had decided to split the VK7RAA licence by relicensing all the 70cm services on Mount Arthur as a separate entity, in that the call sign VK7RJG has been requested for those repeaters. This was chosen to recognise the extraordinary effort that Joe VK7JG has put into not only NTARC's repeaters but the repeater system generally within VK7. With the licence grant, VK7RJG now officially exists and should be referred to as such, although physically changing the actual repeater idents will necessarily have to await trips up the mountain, etc. Unsure just about just what the new repeater licence and call sign covers? Well, the easiest way to remember is just to bear in mind that if it is a 70cm service on Mount Arthur, whether analog or digital voice, or indeed data, it is now VK7RJG. Everything else is still VK7RAA, with, of course, the exception of the CB repeater 2. With that legality out of the way, NTARC will now apply for a licence variation to the new VK7RJG. As users in the north will know only too well, the analog voice repeater 438.550, 433.550 MHz has long been plagued by LIPD interference, mainly emanating from the Launceston area. In the hope of providing a permanent cure, We will seek to have the input frequency amended to 431.550 MHz, taking advantage of the newer 7 MHz split offered by the current WIA band plan, and thus getting us outside the LIPD band. Obviously, this will take some time to arrange, possibly months, since it too requires approval by the ACMA, but we will give it a try, as much advance warning of the change as possible, once we can program the actual work involved. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon, or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, and generally good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. At the moment, we have no cards awaiting collection, but Herman VK7HW, the state QSL manager, tells me that he will be posting a batch to the NTARC PO box in coming days. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. Finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie, but alas, not for some weeks, as the OM and I are heading for a break off the island to the big rock to the north. I will still be preparing and lodging the NTARC coffee copy for the broadcasts while away, internet connections permitting. So, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me, as the secretary's laptop is also coming on holiday, at the following address, secretary@ntarc.net. If you don't, then you risk being bored to death by stories of our travel adventures. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. Southern News. Visitor from the North Island. Peter, VK5NAQ Port 7, was heard on Repeater 2 on Friday the 16th. Peter is from Balaclava in VK5 and was travelling on the cruise boat Pacific Eden, which moved to Port Arthur that night and has now headed back to Adelaide. Drone Fest. Drone Fest is a one-day exhibition highlighting all aspects of drone use organised by Rotary. Drone Fest will be held at Rosny College from 11 a.m. on Saturday, March the 3rd, and will include working drone demonstrations, exhibitions from more than 10 of the state's leading drone-using companies and researchers, a drone dungeon to test pilot skills of the young, as well as an inspiration theatre showcasing the amazing application of drones throughout the world. Experienced junior flyers can fly their drones under adult supervision on the Drone Dome established on Charles Hand Park. Background. So why a Drone Fest? The commercial use of drones in Tasmania has generated a rapidly growing multi-level industry to be proud of. It is an excellent example of just what a smart state can generate. In total, there are 160 commercial drone pilots in the state working on industries ranging from agriculture, civil engineering, surveying, hydropower generation, cinematography, tourism and real estate. Backing them up is the highly regarded Tauluma Research Group at the University of Tasmania. Additionally, we have two companies designing and manufacturing, largely for export overseas, large drone engines and specialised parts for very expensive cine cameras. The drones used in the state range from those weighing less than 2 kilograms to 8-engine monsters that carry very large cameras, with an all-up weight of 40 kilos. It is estimated the industry employs full-time about 70 Tasmanians and is expanding at about 30% per annum. Drones are a perfect example of the real-time application of science, technology, engineering and maths, STEM. Radio and Electronics Association of Tasmania Incorporated, REAST. Experimenters' Night, a huge night of hands-on amateur radio experimenting. The tables in the room resembled a Tetris game and there were activities going on all over the place. Scott, VK7LXX, was spread over 3 to 4 tables with his HDMI matrix switches. These boards featured at the Linux conference last year where they were used to take the HDMI camera inputs from around each lecture room and in real time title them and switch between front, side, speaker and back views. Scott is looking to configure one of these for the new DATV studio to do switching and real-time titling. Scott was also playing with a range of Pi-like boards for different applications. Thanks, Scott. Justin, VK7TW, started and finished the building of a TAPR TAD1 10 MHz distribution kit. This kit is produced by the TAPR and has one 10 MHz input and six isolated and amplified outputs. Justin has run out of 10 meg outputs on his current distribution board in the shack and needed to upgrade. Justin was very ably assisted by Sophia, who is Trent, VK7HRS's 6-year-old daughter. Sophia sorted out the capacitors and resistors and even learned how to bend the resistor leads to fit into the PCB. Great work, Sophia. A definite amateur radio hobbyist in training. There are some pics on the Reist Facebook page. Rex, VK7MO, and Kim, VK7KB, were deep in conversation about repeaters, microwaves, and many other subjects. A reminder that February and March experimenter nights will be a focus on project construction, so bring along your round two-it projects as it is time. Many of us have a box of round two-it projects that sit there in the corner of the shack and scream at you, trying to get your attention each time you walk past that box. This week, Ron will be bringing along his 5.8 GHz homebrew antennas and testing the diversity and tracking. Justin will be bringing along the 10 GHz YIG oscillator project to hopefully work out the power supply problem and finish it off. And I have no doubt Scott will be beavering away on a variety of computers and software. Bring along that project or projects to get stuck into on the Experimenters' Night. See you from 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Continuing with the Reist News. Membership packs now available. Our Secretary Scott has recently delivered membership packs to the clubrooms for members to collect. Your membership pack includes a 2018 membership card that entitles you to discounts at local businesses. While there is a strong preference for members to pick up the pack at the clubrooms due to postage costs, those people who are unable to collect should contact secretary@reist.asn.au to arrange an alternate collection location or postage. 2018 memberships due. Members are reminded that their 2017 annual subscriptions expired on the 31st of December and are now due. Around two-thirds of members from last year have now paid their membership, and we thank everyone who has managed to pay so far. Payment can be made online or at the clubrooms with cash or credit card. Subscriptions remain at $35 for the year and is great value for money, helping the club pay with running costs and to bring members new benefits and activities. Things purchased with your funds this year include a new first aid kit, new chairs for the club rooms, a new club repeater, and as always, repeater licensing. Not sure if you are currently financial? Log into the Reist website by clicking on Member Login and see if your member type is Reist Member 2018. Technology News. TAS Networks upgrades its microwave links. TAS Network's new radio links reduce costs, increase throughput, and provide better visibility and performance. A major upgrade of TAS Network's microwave radio network was recently completed. In addition to operating and maintaining Tasmania's electricity transmission and distribution network, TAS Networks is responsible for a statewide radio communications network. Working together, Fujitsu Australia and TAS Networks implemented a quick, cost-effective and safe upgrade of the backbone radio network, which involved commissioning 18 of Fujitsu's FRX3 microwave radio links. The upgrade has brought in a number of key functional outcomes for TAS Networks, including a five-fold increase in throughput and better visibility of service levels, which in turn will aid the swift resolution of future issues. TAS Networks can now better deliver critical protection and control services alongside next-generation IP services, which can be rapidly deployed and will facilitate a fast time to market for its customers. The implementation methodology used simplified the upgrade process, reduced the number and duration of upgrade-related outages, and significantly reduced rollout costs. On the back of this, TAS Networks awarded Fujitsu a 5-year support contract to reduce risks and ensure the upgraded network's reliability. TAS Networks' collaboration with Fujitsu followed a competitive tender process undertaken after it recognised that its 10-year-old radio backbone network was no longer fit for purpose. Fujitsu's turnkey solution included its FRX3 product, which has the capability to carry legacy services and fully IP-based services. Fujitsu also worked with TAS Networks in the pre-implementation stages of the project. The methodology TAS Networks has proposed led to a significant reduction in the time required to work outdoors during the system upgrade, in part as it circumvented the need to install large temporary antennas. Testing in the controlled conditions of the laboratory decreased the number of network outages required for the upgrade and reduced the amount of time the teams would have to spend outside. TAS Networks' telecommunications network covers mountainous, inhospitable terrain, and the radios are situated largely in remote locations that are exposed to challenging weather conditions. Over the course of the project's late winter, early spring timeframe, these locations experienced heavy snow and strong winds, reducing the time required to work outside and lift heavy objects into place in such conditions. Reduced risk and meant that, despite the teams being snowed in on occasion, the upgrade stayed on schedule. The upgrade was completed with fewer required outages than would normally be required within a tight time frame and came in under budget. Fujitsu Australia called upon expertise from its counterparts in Japan and North America to implement the project full circle from design to manufacture, testing to execution. Quote, "This network implementation was a large investment for TAS Networks," said Robert Clerk, senior telecommunications engineer. He continued, "Our partnership with Fujitsu facilitated innovation. Their solutions-focused attitude helped in bringing our ideas into completion and demonstrating why opportunities to innovate should be continued to be explored at every step of a project's life cycle. It is no small feat to embark on upgrading a major statewide network," added Mike Foster, Fujitsu Australia's CEO. "The team's determination and grit, even in challenging weather and terrain, has resulted in TAS Networks being able to offer a robust network platform for its customers across Tasmania." And that was sourced from the Critical Comms web eZign. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming month. Regular gatherings: SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms at Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REAST, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, then the Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart. REAST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on the 25th on 1296.1 MHz FM, then moves to 1296.2 MHz JT65 in the Greater Hobart area and beam to Launceston. At about 10:45, we move to 10368.2 on SSB and FT8 using Mount Wellington as a reflector. Events: NTARC Technical Sessions, Wednesday the 7th of March from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC March General Meeting, Saturday the 10th was to be a barbecue meeting. NTARC Equine Event, 30th of March to the 1st of April, Easter Marathon, Santorina Park, Scottsdale. And now Fast Factor Finish. Yeah, this one's going to be a beauty. Sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia is the scientific term for brain freeze. Nearly had brain freeze pronouncing that, I can tell you. If you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the radio and electronics school has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. They can be found at www.res.net.au. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts. Newsreader VK7FB, repeaters Reist, Intark and NWTR and TVG, 80 metres VK7TPE, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 Regional News broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WAA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Regional News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the acting VK7 Regional News and Broadcast Coordinator Mike, VK7FB, at jenna.michael@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it is cheers and all the best from Idris, VK7ZIR.